Hello and welcome to the Metal Verbalizers podcast. We are big fans of underground metal. We choose some of the bands we really like and then we make episodes about them. Because we feel that we want to share these great bands with you. And we believe that it is also a great way to actively support these bands. These episodes are our way to introduce these bands to you. If someone mentions a new band to you, you might want to know a little bit more about them. Where are they from? When did they start? What do they sound like? Etc. And these types of questions are exactly what I will be answering throughout this episode. I'm Johan Verbalizer, and this episode will be dedicated to the band Critical Fear. Critical Fear is a thrash metal band that started in 2008 and is from Brazil. The band had a pretty good idea from the beginning of what type of thrash metal that they wanted to play. Their sound is very influenced by punk and hardcore music, and I believe that you can clearly tell based on the band's influences, which includes bands such as Nuclear Assault, Black Flag, Creator, Cro-Mags, Slayer, Dark Angel, Bad Brains, etc. I guess you could consider Critical Fear as a crossover thrash metal band, but to clarify a little, they do not really sound like bands such as Municipal Waste, so I wouldn't really say that type of crossover. Even if the punk and hardcore influences are quite prominent, Critical Fear's sound is very different from bands like Municipal Waste, Belushi Speedball, etc. The sound of Critical Fear is a very straight-to-the-point type of thrash metal. Their songs tend to be relatively short, with very few songs over 4 minutes. I think I actually saw like one, maybe. They're usually around 3 minutes or so, within a pretty wide range, but usually around 3 minutes, I believe. I guess the punk slash hardcore influences could be at least partly the reason for this. The band's first full-length album, titled Conflicts, does however sound like it is very influenced by punk and hardcore, such as I would say bands like DRI, Cro-Mags, The Accused, and even Cryptic Slaughter a little bit, etc. On Critical Fear's second full-length album, however, I feel like the sound is significantly more thrash metal based, and much more influenced by old-school style of thrash metal, even if the punk and hardcore influences are still there. As a big fan of old-school thrash metal like Exodus and Overkill, etc., I'm a big fan of Critical Fear's sound on this album. So I guess the conclusion here is that if you tend to prefer punk, hardcore, or the kind of crossover thrash sound, you might want to consider starting with Critical Fear's first album, Conflicts. And if you tend to prefer a more old-school thrash metal, and I guess you could call it like a more purely thrash metal sound, then you might instead want to start with the band's second album, A Real Danger. Personally, however, I really like both of them, so I would of course recommend that you listen to both. But if you would like some advice on where you might want to start, those are my thoughts on that. But not only is Critical Fear's sound very influenced by punk, but so is the band's overall theme and lyrics. They're focusing a lot on the kind of fear of a global conflict, and a fear that this could result in a nuclear war. For example, the album art for the band's album A Real Danger is meant to portray this theme, and includes some references to it. If you look at the artwork, you could easily believe that it is directly referring to the current war in Ukraine, with the tensions between NATO and Russia, etc. but it actually is not. The artwork was actually created long before this war started. So it is not directly referring to this, but I could see how someone could easily believe that. Also in the vein of punk, as described by the band, one of the main lyrical contents of Critical Fear is about taking a vocal stance against oppression and inequality. The band has a very strong belief when it comes to these things, and they don't want to stay silent when they see it happening. So I guess you could say that they use their music as a means to spread their message about opposing this type of oppression and inequality. The band mentioned two reasons why they decided to call the band Critical Fear. The first reason was that they had a discussion about their greatest fear. One thing that they mentioned was nuclear war. Such as, you know, the theme about the band. They then referred to this as the critical point of fear. The second reason has to do with the members being fans of Nuclear Assault. If you are familiar with Nuclear Assault, you probably know their song called Critical Mass from the album Handle With Care. And if you don't, I would of course strongly encourage you to check it out. Because Nuclear Assault is definitely a classic. But anyways, the members of Critical Fear were also listening to the band called Faith or Fear. And as another side note, if you don't know Faith or Fear, then I would strongly encourage you to check them out. Great band. It's a really great old school thrash metal band. But anyway, what the band did was taking Critical from the Nuclear Assault song Critical Mass, and then Fear from the band name Faith or Fear, and then kind of put them together basically, which of course makes it Critical Fear. Well, with both these reasons in consideration, as well as the band's lyrical themes and style, the band being named Critical Fear makes a lot of sense to me, and I personally believe that it is a very good name. It seems very interesting to me, and I believe that it is representing the band in a very good way. So I would say that it's definitely a good way, a good name for this band. When it comes to the future of Critical Fear, they're currently planning to release another album. I don't know any details about it, unfortunately, but I would of course strongly encourage you to keep your eyes and ears open for it. I know that I will. Other than that, the band is planning to tour in the south and northeast parts of Brazil. And in addition to this, something that I'm personally very excited about is that Critical Fear will also be making a European tour in 2025. And this will be the first time ever that Critical Fear will be touring in Europe. So if you're living in Europe, then I would definitely encourage you to keep your eyes open for this. These are my thoughts and comments about the band, but now I would like to hear your thoughts. What do you think about Critical Fear? What are your favorite songs or album by them? And also, did you or will you start with Conflicts or A Real Danger? Let us know in the YouTube comments or on social media. We have now reached the end of this episode. If you enjoy this podcast, we would really appreciate your support. A great way to support us is by liking, commenting, and sharing, as well as rating us on Spotify. We really love to read comments about the podcast, as well as your thoughts and opinions about the bands. These comments encourage us a lot, and they will also help the podcast technically, thanks to the algorithms. And we believe that if this podcast gets discovered by more people, the bands we feature will also get discovered by more people as a result of that. So this is a quick, free, and easy way that you can support the podcast and underground metal in general. So we would be very thankful for this. We will be back to verbalize again next week.